First, there was the Lego movie, and come Friday, there is this.
Once, everything was awesome. Now, everything is bleak.
Hey, Lucy, I brought you coffee.
Coffee? The bitter liquid that provides the only semblance of pleasure left in these dark times.
Oh, my gosh, Ness, did I interrupt you brooding just now? I got
Yes, the Lego Movie 2, the second part, opens worldwide on Friday. It is the hotly anticipated sequel to the 2014 blockbuster. And some of the key animation was created right here in Vancouver. Philip Bonner was part of the team at Animal Logic, a Yaletown-based animation house. Hello, and thanks for being here.
Hey, love to be here.
You must be getting so excited for Friday.
Yes, it's finally people get to see it. It's been a long, long journey, and we're finally seeing some sneak peeks of the feedback, and it's really gratifying.
I was laughing watching the trailer again today. Now, was everything awesome to be part of this team?
It was awesome. It was, I say, it's one of the best jobs in the world. I get to play with Lego, and people pay me for it, so it's fantastic.
Okay, so how did Animal Logic actually get involved in this project?
I'm not sure. The studio started all the way back in 1991. They've worked with Warner Brothers for a long time, and the first movie was 5 years ago, so it's been a while. I've had the pleasure to work on the second one, which has been done mostly in Vancouver here. And it's just the logical continuation of the first one.
So what was your actual role? You mentioned playing with Lego and doing all sorts of things. So what did you do?
So I'm a modeling supervisor. So I shepherd a very talented team of modelers who design toys, basically. And we design and model these toys in Lego. Everything from a small vehicle to one of those little Lego minifigs that everybody loves so much to, like, these massive environments, skyscrapers and planets and space environments and all sorts of crazy stuff. It's a very eclectic and bombastic film, so there's a lot of variety in terms of the stuff we built.
I have this vision of people sitting around playing with massive amounts of physical Lego, but is it like that?
I wish it, we always joke about it. I wish it was... they bribe us very frequently with little minifigs. They're like there's like an internal market. We get them from appreciative people, and it's so valuable to us, the physical stuff. But everything we do is on the computer. We try to make it look as realistic and as as accurate to what it would be for a kid's imagination. Everything's very small, in the real world. But when they see it in their imagination, it's this massive universe. So we try to mimic that as closely as we can.
Well, it's pretty magical. I have to admit, there is a lot of Lego minifigures stashed away in various corners of my home. Now, what can you reveal about the plot?
Not very much. I don't want to spoil anything, but there's the trailers are great. People should go see those. There's I think it was described once as like a space opera with music, and it's about Emmett's journey to save his friends. So it's I want people to see it and really see, experience it for themselves.
Now, the Lego movie has become such a phenomenon. It's got that distinct look, that cheeky humor, and it spawned a bunch of other movies. But this is the actual sequel to that first one. So what kind of pressure is there to keep up some of that magic from the first?
Because, I remember watching the trailers for the first movie and then seeing the first movie, and I was a huge fan. So there was a lot of pressure. We really wanted to... pay homage to the first one and also do something new. So we hope people who saw the first one and really loved it will see something they haven't seen before, but also it'll feel familiar in a lot of ways. And a lot of the beloved characters from the first movie are coming back.
Lucy.
Emmett and Lucy, of course. Yeah.
Now, you've been in the animation for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
How has the scene changed in Vancouver? I know you've worked on a lot of different productions.
Yeah, so I've been in Vancouver for about 3 years. The studio in Vancouver has been open since, I think it was 2015.
Yeah.
So I joined about a year after they got the doors open and they got everything wired up. And I've loved it. Vancouver's considered a digital hub. It's one of the primo locations for VFX in all the world. I think we've got 40,000 jobs connected to VFX and 13,000 directly connected with video games and VFX. And I call it Sesame Street because we walk around Yaletown and we see a million people that we know from, oh, I worked with him on such and such, and it, you know, it's very interconnected, and we see a lot of the familiar faces. So it's really great to be in such a, like a centralized location of creative and talented people.
Mm-hmm. Now, with growth can come growing pains. So how does the industry make sure that, you know, the working conditions keep up with the pace with everybody so busy?
It's something that's my probably my favorite part about working for Animalogic, in particular, is the culture. They're really good at balancing work life, and part of it is just we have such a talented crew that are so competent, and we you know, have a great production staff that keeps us on pace, and everybody builds or animates or lights or whatever they do with such confidence that they can get it done and get home. And there's a lot of great culture. We have a lot of activities, and they spoil us sometimes. I think if I ate everything they tried to feed us, they'd have to roll me home. You know, so it's part of my favorite thing about Animalogic is just how everybody's trying to help everybody else get the work done and make sure we all have a life.
Yeah. It's a tough one, though, in that industry. I know I used to work in high tech, and there is this, you know, you get caught up in the momentum, and there is sort of sometimes this pressure to just do that extra work for the passion projects and not necessarily get the compensation or get paid in, you know, junk food, free junk food or whatever. So how is that changing?
I can't speak to other studios in Vancouver specifically because I've only been at Animalogic since I moved out here. But I can tell from some of the people I talk to that it varies from not only studio to studio, but project by project. I know that there are definitely still crunches. We definitely have deadlines or pushes that we really have to, like, everybody has got to band together and do some extra hours. But for the most part, it's so appreciated, and they take so good care of us while we're doing it at Animal specifically that they try to minimize the impact. But it, ultimately, it is something that it's a passion thing. You don't get it in it to have banker's hours, but they take care of us. Like a lot of the artists are really prone to workaholism, and, mm-hmm. and they kind of protect us from that as much as they can.
Now, Vancouver, as you mentioned, really thriving with the recent Academy Award nominations. We've got Ralph Breaks the Internet, which has a Vancouver-born and raised Benson Shum Spider-Man, Intro to the Spider-Verse, produced partly here. Previous Oscar winners, Alison Snowden and David Fine, up for short film. So how does that bode for the future of animation in Vancouver?
Oh, man, I've never seen it before like this. It's so heartening to see. It's such a vibrant animation community, effects and animation, and my wife's in animation here, and she's working on movies in town, and you know, all my friends are in animation and VFX, and everybody's so excited to see all our friends do really well as well, and all the cool movies that other people are doing. So it's very gratifying, and it's kind of friendly competition. You see something that another studio is doing, and you're like, oh man, you know, we can top it, or we got to do better. You know, so it's inspiring.
So Lego Movie 2. Opens Friday. What should I look for if I want to say, hey, that's the part that Philip made?
I was so lucky I got to build Sweet Maiden's helmet, which is on the poster of the movie. It's just her helmet, so it's pretty neat. She's one of the main characters with the cool space helmet and reflective mask, and it's been very featured, so it's been really cool to see.
I'll be watching and looking for the minifigure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Philip.
Thank you.